Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me again today for another exciting episode as we work our way through Paul's letter to the Christians in the city of Colossae. And even though this letter was written, you know, around 2,000 years ago, it is filled with eternal truth that is so applicable to our lives today. And that is because truth is eternal. And Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And human nature has not changed. So the things that Paul wrote, they are so relative and applicable to our lives today and will help us to walk in faith and in victory in our Christian walk today. Now, we're beginning in Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses 1 and 3. Now, I want to mention again that when Paul wrote this letter, it was a real letter. He didn't write in chapters and verses. Chapters and verses did not come along until the 13th century. And even though they are very helpful in helping us to locate particular expressions or particular passages of Scripture, they are detrimental in the fact, in the sense that it makes it much more easy to take a statement out of context. And so we have to be careful about that. So when you're reading the Bible, and particularly when you're reading Paul's letters, don't click your mind off and on between chapters and verses. Let it flow and read it as it was written, as a letter. And so at the end of chapter 2, which we dealt with yesterday, Paul was warning them and cautioning them against what he called self-made religion. In other words, man-made religion, self-imposed laws and rules and regulations. Now, he's now going to flow in and give them the answer to this. If the answer is not these self-imposed rules and made man regulations and self-imposed discipline, what is it, Paul? Well, he tells us, and we will begin reading chapter 3, verses 1 and 3. Paul says, "If you then were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For your life is hidden with Christ in God." So we could call this the power of being heavenly minded. Because Paul clearly says there in verse 3, he says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Yeah, their mind were on earthly things, you know, trying another approach, another discipline, another model, another regulation. No, Paul says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for your life is hidden with Christ in God. Came across a very powerful statement by C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis, a tremendous Christian writer and apologist from the 20th century. And I think his date's probably the 1940s, 50s, when he did most of his writing, maybe into the 60s. But he made this statement so powerful related to the power of being heavenly minded. He said, "If you read history, you will find that the Christians who did the most for the present world were precisely those who thought most of the next. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this one." Wow, so true. That is exactly the point that Paul is making here. So Paul's prescription for the Colossians, as they move away from self-imposed, man-made religion, is to point them to their identification with Christ. And he says, not only you have been died with Christ, but you have been raised with him. It's interesting, the Greek literally says, you have been co-raised with Christ. Because Christ went to the cross as our representative. He went to the cross on our behalf, not for himself. He went there as our representative. And so when he died, there was a sense in which we died with him because he was there for us. And when he was raised up, we were raised up with him, for he was there on our behalf as our representative. So, a reactionary fight against the flesh is not the remedy. Instead, Paul says, the answer is a proactive pursuit of Jesus himself, who is in us by his Holy Spirit and also at the right hand of God. Our heart and mind are to be filled with Jesus through his word and spirit, leaving no room for the flesh and the devil. So talking about the power of being heavenly minded. Many years ago, I recall how I was constantly rebuking the devil in relation to a particular temptation. Suddenly, I realized that in doing so, my mind was being continually directed to the temptation. I realized that what I needed to do was to fix my heart and mind on Jesus in worship and praise, giving thanks and thinking on his wonderful character in person and ways. This is precisely Paul's point when he tells the Colossians to seek those things which are above and to set your mind on things above. He makes the same point to the believers in Rome, where he says in chapter 8, verse 5 of his letter to the Romans, "For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." So the pivotal point, the battlefield, is the mind. We must take control of our thought life. Now, we cannot take control of our feelings. We cannot directly control our feelings. We cannot choose to feel a certain way, but we can indirectly control our feelings by choosing our thoughts, by controlling our thought life, by putting on that helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation, Paul mentions it in Ephesians chapter 6, part of the armor of God. It fit down over the cranium, over the head. And I believe it's a picture of taking control of our thought life, not letting the devil have free entry into our mind, into our thoughts. So, for example, we can indirectly control our feelings by controlling our thought life. For example, if we call to mind someone who has wronged us, we immediately begin to have feelings of anger and irritation. On the other hand, if we choose to think about someone who is very dear to us, we have feelings of love and affection. So we can indirectly control our feelings by controlling our thought life. The mind is the catalyst and the key in this battle for control of our feelings and our emotions. This is why Paul exhorted the Corinthian believers in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Yes, we must take control of our thought life. Philippians 4, 8, Paul said to the believers in Philippi, "Whatever things are good, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report." And he goes on all these positive things. He says, think on these things. Now, if you are tempted to be angry, resentful, lustful, devious, and so on, do not allow your mind to dwell on that thing or on the thing that is causing those feelings. You have the wonderful power to choose. Put your mind on things above. Seek those things which are above, which means that we seek to know the Lord's heart and mind. We choose to think on him, upon his glory, his power, his person. Think on his wonderful promises. Think on his death at the cross for you and I. Set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and where by faith you are seated there with him. Choose to think on his goodness and his greatness. Set your mind on things above, the power of being heavenly minded. Wow. It is helpful to remember that we look at all of life in the light of eternity, and there's a popular chorus from the 1970s that is a good reminder of this, and I often sing this when I'm in a, you know, on Sunday or Tuesday night. By the way, my wife and I, Susan, we do a live stream every Tuesday night. You can find it on my website, eddiehyatt.com. If you just look over at where it says live streaming, you can click on that. Or you can find it on my Facebook page. We also, it is simulcast on live stream, but it's also simulcast on Facebook. We often sing this little chorus. It says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Yes, as Paul said, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for your life is hidden with Christ in God. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Awakening Podcast. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.